نیم کتب از آس بخو ملاخص و لامه تس ملاخص نیم کتب از آس بایتزا and habar to carry outside to light the flight of fire even to mali min herane as every Shabbos as a bishul not like Yom Tis and Yom Tis is also in Islam tes melachos but there's a hefta for melachos sech nefesh you know that any melacha that needed for food or preparation for food or mashal cooking or lighting a fire we don't do noilad we don't make a new fire but to mali min herane or for itzah it's also used for food people sometimes have to carry the food in from another rishus. These are all muta on Yom Tov. Torah is mati melech tzach nefesh. But on Shabbat, on Yom Kippur, we find that it's also. Poshut, you would understand from this, that the gather of melech on Yom Kippur is every Shabbos. There's no hetel melech tzach nefesh. There's a netziv in Hamagdava, in Pashas Emma, says Merdi B'chidosh. I think it's Merdi B'chidosh. And the netziv wants to say, on Yom Kippur, Be'etzim, the gather of this melech is every Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is not Shabbos, Yom Kippur is Yom Tov. And Be'etzim is up in the netziv, Yom Kippur will be roi to be mutter b'melachas sech nefesh. The only reason the Tzitz says that there's an itza on even melachas sech tzah and havar and the melachas sech nefesh on Yom Kippur is because there's no achila. Because there's no achila, there's no tzarech of echa nefesh. So because this achila is the reason why these melachas are asa. Be'etzem, the gev the melachas of Yom Kippur, melachas sech nefesh will be mutter. And it's sequence to the Teich, that's Pesha in the Pasuk, Pesha Zema. And the Pasuk of Pashas Emma, by the Pasuk of Yom Kippur, the Torah says in Yom Kippur, V'chol molach le'isasu, v'etzim yom hazeh, ki yom kippurim, v'u l'chaf v'anleim t'nei Hashem al-keichem. The next Pasuk continues, ki kol ha'nefesh le'isuna v'etzim yom hazeh, hu v'nechusam me'ameha. Because there's an issa achila. The word ki, the Nesil is showing, what's the word ki in the next Pasuk? If the Torah says, V'chol molach le'isasu, the Torah says, ki, which the Tagum Taich is ari, because there's an issa achila. What's the Tatan this achilam with this malacha? So the Siv wants to say with his chiddush, because in Yom Kippur really it should be mutter b'malacha sech nefesh. And the key is telling you that's why all the malachas are asa, even the malachas sech nefesh are asa, is key because there's an issa achila. It's more the Gittai Shana Pasek. Because it's an achila, there is no tzarech sech nefesh. But the etzim will be mutter. What comes out of
it? Therefore, the Torah is not matter.
That's not what he says. He says that Be'etzim will be mutter, it's just there's no tzarech achila. He says something different. Okay, well, we're going to talk about different rites, but this is in Tzitzchish. As Be'etzim, the het, the Machas Knefesh, goes in Yom Kippur also, together with Yom Tov. And it's only because there's no achila, that's why it's awesome. In the great Kodesh, again with Hesh Pesach Frank, in the Chelak Yom and the Roim, Simon Samach Gilmul, he has a kashan that it's by Bezoya, Chelam Shesh Pesachana, who's allowed to eat, or Ketanim who are allowed to eat, why can't we do Melech HaSech HaNefesh for them? Why can't we cook for them? Why can't we do Hetzah for them? And that's Poshut Nat. Poshut, you don't find anywhere that you can carry or cook or do any Melech HaSech HaNefesh for these people. Why not? If Be'etzim is a head to Melech HaSech HaNefesh, it's just no achino, so for those that have achino, they should be mutter.
It's not sure to follow.
Oh, I was thinking that. We didn't get that. But he mutches on that. He emphasizes a different teretz, a shver teretz, you can look in the sefer. But I was thinking to say a different teretz. I was thinking to say, up here, the Vusach HaKif and the Chayin Mokle is the head of Achayin Shesh V'Sakana, to eating Yom Kippur and all the time of Pikuch Nefesh, is that together the Chuyah or Hujjah? The Chuyah means Betzin is an Issa, it's only the Chuyah, and Hutra means it's Bechal, the Pasha wasn't given here. Pasha's Mutter. Is Chayiv to eat, it's Mechuyiv to eat. We wouldn't eat, it's Mechayiv and Ashay. That's his mitzvah of the day to eat. But the next thing that the Chayiv want to say is together the Chuyah, it's not Hutra, and that's the Chuyah of the Pasha. Pasha is the Chuyah. So I was thinking to say, maybe that's in the Tzvara. That if Chodesh Yifis Takana, since it's the Chuya, it's only the Chuya the Issa Achila, he's allowed to eat, the Chuya. But since it's the Chuya, it's not Hutcha, it doesn't pass on that to give a head of Melech HaSech HaNefesh. It's not cool that there's an Achila today to go give a head of a Melech HaSech HaNefesh. But that would answer the first kasha from Chuyam, but what about Ketanim? Ketanim Poshet is Hutcha. Ketanim Bechal is Lechayr Hutcha. So why don't we mutz to do Melech HaSech HaNefesh for Ketanim according to Nitzit? So I think the Teretz is The Ketanim are subshatted, the Hutu, the Pchal not in the Pasha. The whole Pasha of Yom Kippur was not given to Ketanim. And someone that's Pchal not in the Pasha doesn't pass the whole head of Machas of Nefesh. The Pchal not in the Pasha, they don't know how to eat, but we can go do Machas of Nefesh for them if the Pchal not in the Pasha. Another test I was thinking is, as Rabbi Yehuda was saying, the Gemara in Ksuba is a very malach. The Gemara in Ksuba says, the Gedda of Masas of Nefesh has to be dafka dava shava l'chol nefesh. It's only things which are shava l'chol. But if only Yechidim do certain things, and the Gemara gives an example, Mugma, they used to put psalmim on an ash, on a fire, they cooked the psalmim, and put kelim and begodim on top of it to get a nice reyach, to get a nice smell in the kelim. And it was only for Mufanakim. Only for certain people wanted to do that. The Gemara says, that's also on Yomtif. But something that not everybody does, you don't have Masas of Nefesh. Maybe that's a tercer also. That since it's only for chayim sheshem sakana, the famous text in Pesachim says, and so on, Fiktanim, maybe that's not called Zavish of Lechol Nefesh, and that's why there's no, we don't find Hetzer for them. They talk about that also, about smoking, right? It goes by the time. Because if Mugmul all of a sudden will become common practice, everyone will do Mugmul, then they talk about by smoking. By smoking, when it was Dav Shavuot Chol, it was Motzei. Today it's not.
I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking that it's only because of Yom Kippur that you can't eat. It's Shavuot Chol Nefesh, this food. This food is this the Achila that the cotton's eating is the Achila that Shavuot
Chol Nefesh. Oh, yeah, you're saying, okay.
It's not any Shavuot Chol Nefesh
Achila. I think the real terrace is catching my first terrace. I mean, you have to agree with it, but I think the real text is that again, the chayim shishvam sakana is the chuyah, and if the hetachim is only against from the chuyah, that's matcher is achila, but doesn't create an Indian that actually has to make him call malacha from nefesh to do malacha. And ketanim pshat would be the pchalna on the pasha. Someone's pchalna on the pasha doesn't create a hetah of malacha from nefesh. The tzad to say not like the nitziv that Yom Kippur is also in Malach Hasach Nefesh. There's no hetah Malach Hasach Nefesh would be that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and the tzad to say it's like Shabbos. The chayyeh because the pasuk in Torah calls it Shabbos Shabbosim. We can see this is a that's the chayyeh tzad to make it like Shabbos. About 2 years ago, we were learning the Shus Kivegas Simach Avdar. It's printed in our sefer Pnimi Sugis, first chayyeh Pnimi Sugis Kamashiach Aches. The Kivega class, the Bechel Nashesh Sakana can get an aliyah by Mincha and Yom Kippur. What's the Shaila? So the Kivega seems to him of the posture that by Shachos he could definitely get an aliyah, even though he's eating. Because the laning, the Kriya Torah by Shachos is not because of the famous. The Kriya Torah by Shachos is because of the Yom. So even though the Bechel Nashesh Sakana has to eat, it's still Yom Kippur for him, so maybe he can get an aliyah by Shachos. But by Mincha, the Kivega class is that laning, that kriya by mincha, is that because of the yom, or is that because of the taimus? We find that some yomim we lane by mincha, like Shabbos, some we find by tenechim we lane by mincha. So what's the reason we lane by Yom Kippur? So we explain, this is the shaila. Is Yom Kippur like Shabbos, because it's Shabbos Shabbosim, and just like by mincha Shabbos, this kriya satayr, the same thing by mincha, we keep this kriya satayr, it's because of the yom. And even if Chenosh Yishvah Sekhan has to eat, he could get an aliyah, because of the yom. Or do you say Yom Kippur is like Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, there's no laning by Mincha. Only by Mincha. So if you look at it like Yom Tov, and the only reason we're laning by Mincha is because it's a tainus. By every tainus we're laning by Mincha, then already only someone who's fasting could get an aliyah. And a chelishim skanah who has to eat cannot get the aliyah. He talks about the maftir with mafti yoyna. That seems to be that we don't have maftir by Shabbos either. That seems to be because of the tainus. At the time we said also.
So we don't say maftir.
By Mafiyana? Right, it says that on Chol, in Sheni B'Chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays, we have these three aliyahs. On Rosh Chodesh, it's four aliyahs. On Yom Tov, there's five aliyahs. On Yom Kippur, there's six aliyahs. And on Shabbos, there's seven aliyahs. And the Gemara explains the reasons, but Pashtus is called Kodesh, so it gets to have more aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh is more Kodesh, has four. Yom Tov gets 5, Yom Kippur seems to be more Kurdish, gets 6, and Shabbos gets 7. That would indicate that Yom Kippur is somewhere in between Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's more than Yom Tov, it has 6 aliyahs, but it's less than Shabbos, it has 7. So that you can look at it both ways, not really a raya. Maybe it's like Yom Tov, or maybe it's like Shabbos. The Iker raya should be from the fact that Malacha and Yom Kippur is B'malkas. There's no Mises Bezin. There's only B'malkas and Karas. On Shabbos, there's Mises Bezin. And in Yom Tov, it's also Malkas. So the fact that Yom Kippur, if someone does a Malacha on Yom Kippur, he gets Malkas. Like Yom Tov, he doesn't get Mises Bezin. He doesn't get Skeel like Shabbos. That would tell you that Yom Kippur is like Yom Tov. Ablidach, we find that on Yom Kippur, because he does Malacha, Yom Kippur is Chayav Karas. It's also Pasuk Kepashazem, or Rashi explains it. And the Mishnah in Krisis, that's based on Aleph, was still the Chavi Krisis. One of the Chavi Krisis is doing Malacha on Yom Kippur. So that's the most of Shabbos. Person does malacha on Yom Kippur gets karis. That's like Shabbos gets karis. And Yom Tov there's no karis. And Yom Tov, if a person does malacha, it's chayav malchus. So that is Rabbi Mashma, that's like Shabbos. So again, the fact that there's malchus and not misa tells you it's like Yom Tov. The fact that there's karis tells you it's like Shabbos. So again,
Shabbos is skila, no?
Skila, right? Skila. And if there's no edim and asura, it's karis. And Yom Kippur, if there's edim and asura, there's no skila. There's malchus, which is like Yom Tov. But if there's no edim and asura, he gets karis. He gets a bargain. If he gets caught, then he gets malchus. He gets a nifta from Krisis. But if he doesn't get caught, he gets sent to Tshuva. He's chayav karis. The emes is a pesach gemara in Yuma that some above on the days and Krisis also increases that he down on the sugi of ish iti atingu b'shabbos. And what it talks about the Torah says ish iti carries the quick person carries the soyim b'shtaleach. And the gemara says the josh is even b'shabbos and the machoit is tanoim. If the woman we pass the Ma'agraphim, we pass in the Yeshir Vitzal and Shabbos. The Gemara shows from here that there is an Issa Hitzal and Yeshir Vitzal and Yom Kippur. I'm sorry, that's not the Gemara. Yeshir Vitzal and Yom Kippur. And Tyson Kisa says that's what we pass in. And Lechayr, the Gemara is saying there's an Issa Hitzal and Yom Kippur. Which would Pashtus be not like the Nitziv. Pashtus be Mashma that Yom Kippur has an Issa Hitzal Be'etzim. It's not just that there's no Achil and there's no hetavayich on nefesh, but according to the Siv, you can be matcha. It's really very besubachtik a sugya. The stifling Yuma has a very nice siman. He goes through all the sheets to be showing him how to learn the Gemara, what the limit of the Gemara is. But the Siv will have to learn the Gemara. Yesh erboi tzolim yom kippur, because even though be'etzem according to the Siv is like yom tif and there should be a hetam asach on nefesh, but the practicality there is no hetav because there's no achila. There's Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah's lashon. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to bring a different raya to not like the Nativ, from the fact that we make a boy mereish on Matzim Kippur. The Gemara in Sochem, that Nandalat says the reason why we make a boy mereish. Nandalat says the reason why we make a bracha boy mereish on Matzim Shabbos because I'm stuck in it because Tchinas Biyosesh Eish Choyev Matzim Shabbos. The first creation of fire was Matzim Shabbos. Now to cover that, we make a boy mereish. And Pshat the Gemara is, Avada, everything was created Shesh and Ibrashis. Everything was created before Shabbos. Some things were, Sar, Devar, and the Mishnah of the Novice were created by the Shmashis, but everything was created before Shabbos. But the Gemara means that the Bria of the Metzias of Eish, that it was in the rocks, that you're able to bang the rocks and make a fire, that was created in the Bria and Shesh and Ibrashis. But Bepoil, Hashem did not give that Das to other Rishon until Mitzvah Shabbos. On Mitzvah Shabbos, he gave that Das to other Rishon, pick up these rocks, sit in the rocks, and bang them a certain way. I don't want to say like Boy Scouts know how to do it, but the bangers in way, and that would be the fire. The first fire that came out was Mitzvah Shabbos. That's why we make a boy mereish. But the Rishonim say there's another reason why we make a boy mereish on Mitzvah Shabbos, because it's Inyan Havdalah, to show that Eish was us on Shabbos, and now it's Mutter. Even though you can make a bracha on maybe many things, but the Eish is maybe the best example to show to be Mavdal al Eish that this was us on Shabbos, and it's Mutter Mitzvah Shabbos. And the Rishonim say, that's why Matzoish Yom Tov we don't make a Boim Reish because you don't have either reason. It's not Matzoish Shabbos, and it was Mutta on Yom Tov. That's the Mutta for Het Achina. But Matzoish Yom Kippur, you have the second reason. You don't have the first reason. If it's Yom Kippur, that's not Chal B'Shabbos. You don't have the reason of Tchinas B'Yosa in Matzoish Shabbos, but you have the second reason of Havdalah to show to be Mavdil that this Eish was Asa on the day today, and now it's Mutta, so we make a Boim Reish. So that would seem to me, that would be not like the sieve, that the eish is the etzem asa. It's not the pshat, really the etzem is mutta. Masa echanavish is mutta, but we just don't have a poyo, we just don't have a metzias achila. Achir it's mashma, not like the sieve. But the sieve will learn that, the sieve will have to learn that it's still very fardalma, because for maisa we couldn't use the eish, even though we have etzem, it has the masa echanavish, but it doesn't come into practicality. Because we don't have achila. That's a humor. And that's what I want to say is Masha and Mishavrua in Simon Tafish Chosal and Sukkot Nevov. Mishavrua's lashon is Mavochin Ha'or. We make a bracha on Eish on Matzoyim Kippa. Nefisha Poska Nasi Beviyoyim. Because the whole day you cannot have enough on the fire. Shekol Ha'yoyim Lohi Yonachin Lashtamish by Ba'achshav Tuloy. Whole day you cannot use it. Now it's mutter. So this would all be Mashma. That it's a practical thing. It's something which was not nice. You can't use it. Whatever the reason is. You'd be mobbed on that. But
why
are you saying
the
Torah? You don't say mitachida because it's not, it has to be.
You have to go to the
Maisa? That would be a chidavi, not like in the Siv.
Yeah, why are you saying the Torah?
Right, we have a cloud in Mombay, a Dafi Bay, so the place that says
I
that.
I still think that the Siv means
that. but there's another, we have a Zinami Torah, which we just say and mention over. Is that anything that's mutter for echad nefesh is mutter even for not echad nefesh. Since we need haitzah to carry the food, mainly haitzah is mutter for any tzara chayim. Like to carry out the baby carriages, or machzorim, or sparim, or toys, or anything, you're not to carry also. But I guess according to the tziv, if it's not going to be in a mice ever used, after echad nefesh, you won't have mitter chida. But there's another mishavura in afterwards, in Sivkot and Zion, or in some Tafish Chavdal, Mishbu says, a different lashon, he says, Metzoyim Kippur, Mashem Vochon O'orhu, Metzoyim Kippur, the reason we make a brach on the Eish, Boimer Eish, who Lahayres, is to show Shiyoim Zahoy Kodesh Meshayim Taim, to show you that today was more Kodesh than Odiyam Taim, and that's the Lahavah by Eish for Atalot, and it was also to be Mavah Eish, now it's Mutter. So here's Mishbu is learning the Farish, that the reason why there's an Issa of Eish is because Shiyoim Zahoy is Kodesh Issa. According to the Tziv, it's not Kodesh Eisa B'negei Malachos. B'negei Malachos is not. It's the same as Yom Tov. Really, it should be Mutter B'Echon Nefesh. It's only because there's a Zaytiga reason that there's no Achila. But this should be Mashma, not like the Tziv. And another Raya, listen to this, the Gemara Chumun, the Kafan from Ralph. The Gemara says, Akiva says, Ha'isa Malachah B'yemekifum Shechalis B'Shabbos. The person does a Malachah B'Shegit. On Yom Kippur Shchalim Shabbos, ain't a chayv on the achas. He's only chayv one chatas. Even though Luchay when he does malacha on Yom Kippur Shchalim Shabbos, he did two averes. First of all, he did a malacha on Shabbos. Second of all, he did a malacha on Yom Kippur, and they're both chayv krisis, which together is b'shoygeg you bring a kama chatas, and Luchay should bring two kavanas. But here, the Brisa says he bring one carbon. What's the reason? So partially the reason is because of ainus achalisa. We have a cloud that one is nachal, another is, and you only chayv one. But Tosfos says the kasha. First of all, Bekiva does not hold this call in the scholars. The call of Inus Chalis happens to be Machlokes Tanoim. Not everyone holds of it. It's a sugya in Abba Achin, the end of Abba Achin, in Yeramis, and other places in Shas. So Bekiva is one of the Tanoim that does not hold of Inus Chalis. And the second kasha, maybe bigger kasha, yes, is Kamad. Almost all Tanoim hold that it's the Vasachas. You do say Inus Chalis. You only say Inus Chalis is when one is still was first. For example, I think one example is if a behemoth becomes the vela in the middle of Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur was chal first, this achil. And now, this nevela wants to be chal. Someone eats it, he's only yovi Yom Kippur, he's not even nevela. Because ain't is chal. But if the two yisurim happen at the same time, then you would say, yes, v'vasachas, you say, it's chal alissa. Because which one is first? And over here, Yom Kippur and Shabbos came at the same time. So chayshu v'vasachas. So what's pshat in this price? So what's pshat that a person is malachin on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur Shchalis B'Shabbos, only chayav one? Can't be a thing. This is a taisus as much as an isn't taisus. But the Dvar in Chulin over there, Kafan from Ralph, says a teretz like this. Says a teretz is Yom Kippur B'Shabbos chad shmolu. Yom Kippur and Shabbos have one shem. Okay, even the chad shmolu nechini nechayav el achas. Because they're one shem, you only chayav one. This Yom Kippur also has a Shem, and the Dvar says, the reason why it has one Shem is because Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosayim. So it's a Merdeh Gedvar. Here the Dvar is learning, the Gemara is really dashing, but here the Dvar is learning, because it's called Shabbos Shabbosayim, the Issa Yom Kippur is an Issa Malacha Shabbos. So maybe it's all one Shem, so he only did one Aveira. He did the Aveira of Shabbos. That's why he's only Chayav one. So this lechayr being mashma, not like the nitziv. If it's a chad shmolahu, it's all the same gedah, lechayr the gedah is a zevi Shabbos. And there is no hetam lechasech and nevesh b'chal. That's lechayr not like the nitziv. But the teretz is, the kabin nitziv is going according to Tosfos. Because Tosfos is the kasha, he doesn't answer like Rifa. So Tosfos is a little bit mashma, he doesn't hold chad shmolahu, maybe Tosfos is mashma like the nitziv. And even the Ritva is only explaining it in the sheet of a Bekiva. It might be not Nechol, according to all the Tanayim. And again, the Chayr, this should be, this Chakir should be told in the Kveg Shail. The way we've been learning the Kveg Shail is the Ged of leaning on, by Mincha, like Shabbos, so it's not like Yom Tov. According to Nitziv, the Chayr is like Yom Tov. And the reason why we lean by Mincha is only because of because of the tainus. The nafkamina is about the chedesh of Sukkana, they cannot get an aliyah.
I don't know why it's not so much of it.
The get of the yom, maybe? Yeah. Oh, but that would be nafkamina. And again, it's simple citation of the pasuk of ki. That's what the Torah is saying, ki, because. Another Indian, Nyan Diyama, I want to speak about Nassis, Mechuvah, and Arim Kippur. We have Hisatis in Shmanasa, he says, Achinu Chayim, Semicha Moicha. The halach is, all the Hisatis na ma'akib. If a person forgets, he doesn't go back. Except on Melcha Kodesh. On Melcha Kodesh, if he forgets, he has to go back. He's Tabin Ova. He's Tabin Ova's ma'akib. The Mishnah Brewer in Simon Tavkuf Pepe, Sokotan Zayin, says that even by the other Hisatis, if you forget, if you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, if you didn't say that start the next Baruch, you do go back. Even though you start Mechal Kachayim, you could go back and say Zachreinu Mechayim until you said Baruch Atah Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah says a lashon over there, even though you said some haskaris, you mentioned Eibush's name, but as long as you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, you go back. Now, I'm looking in the Siddur and trying to think, I think the only case is by Ksev Chaim. That's the only case. Because by Ksev Chaim, a person could continue on Mechal Chaim and say the Kel Yishu Seinu. Akel Yishu was saying, say over there, he said Akel, Aleph Lamed. So the Mishnah was saying, even though he said Akel Yishu was saying in Bechol Chaim, in the Sechad, they say twice, Akel Yishu, Akel. This Chashna is one time, but you still could go back and say, Uchsei Bechaim Taibim. Yeah, that's his Chiddush. So I was telling you, there's a mindset, what's the Chiddush? If once you said the Shem, a Baruch Atah Hashem, you can go back, so how come if you said Akel Yishu was saying, you could go back? You're also saying a Shem Levatol. So I was thinking, this is also an Indian that we once learned. In Shemana Esrei? He said Baruch Atah Hashem and the next word. You continue on the next word. It's not an Eitzah for the Kel Yishu Seinu. But what's the chiddush? The Mishnah Berurah says that if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, already you can't go back. But if you said Kel Yishu Seinu, you can go back and say Kel Yishu Seinu a second time. So maybe it's also an meaning that we learned 2 years ago. It's in the Pnini Tzigis. I would say for the Pnini Tzigis Kama Shir Yud Aleph. We explained the Barichas is the chiddush between the Yisav Askaras Hashem Levatol and Baruch Levatol. And it comes out that Baruch Levatol is actually Mochom. Baruch Adon is even more chomer than just Haskar Shem Matal. So it could be that Kel Yishu was saying it was only Haskar Shem Matal. It's not considered Baruch Matal. So that's where you go back.
So, I mean, in that particular case, if you realize that Haskar Shem was saying it, you would finish until the end of the sentence. You wouldn't stop right there.
You mean so it should be saying something.
Or you say the whole thing.
Maybe.
Before the Baruch.
Maybe, so but we spoke about this. That to say the Shem.
Then it's like part of saying a pasuk instead of saying a bracha.
Yeah. But it's not actually a pasuk.
But it's like a whole thought. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh. Maybe we spoke about then is that some people talk about even saying a Shem Belaz, G-O-D, or Gimel Al Tef in Yiddish. If it's Bederach, the Emuna, Bitochen, of course, he's talking that way. They should have helped him, and he says more of Hashem Balaz, which is also awesome. That's a little bit ahead that some people might do that, but it seems by, I don't know, I don't think anyone does that with the Shem Mamash of Kale to go say that. But what I wanted to say that I wanted to say that Karas Hashem is more Kal than Baruch Atah, but my Shail is this Kel Yishu Seinu is when he says this Kel Yishu Seinu is in the middle of a bracha. So maybe the Kel Yishu Seinu also has a type of Baruch Atah, just like if you started Baruch Atah Hashem, even though you didn't finish. it's already considered you can't go back to bracha talam. Maybe Hakel Yishusin is also bracha batal, it's a little bracha, but maybe not because he didn't say bracha to Hashem.
How is it different by just saying the name?
That's Hashem lavatalam. You're not allowed to say Hashem for no reason. Oh, you said it for davening. You said it for davening, and I made a mistake, and now I'm going back.
What did I do wrong? I don't see what I did. I forgot to put a
puzzle. I forgot to say Ksei B'chaim. I want to go back to Ksei B'chaim, so I'm going to go say Hakel Yishusin
twice. Twice.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to go back to Ksei B'chaim, then I'm going to continue. That you know how to do. That's what Mishnah Berurah says you know how to do. He says, if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then already you can't go back and leave a Baruch Atah Hashem al Batal. So my question was, what's the difference? What's the difference of Baruch Atah Hashem or Hakel Yishusin? But in my sense, how we pass
him. You're saying because the reason is of Hashem Batal. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, it's considered you were going with the bracha. So that's considered going back. If you're still in the middle of the bracha, that's not going back. That's what you said. So it's not
Baruch Atah Hashem, but it will be Hatzkara Hashem Batal.
Yeah, but
and you're going with this parrot, and you want to say my parrot. So Hashem is Mokal.
No, I don't want to say it's not a kasha. What's the kasha? Why don't you go back afterwards? Because once you're going with the halacha is that you go back, you don't go back, you don't have a choice to go back. They didn't make a din to be chayza.
And why can you be chayza by Hakel?
They weren't going with it. It's not called being chayza.
You mean they weren't worried about the bracha matalon shabbai so much?
It's not. Who told me it's not bracha matalon? It's once you were going with the bracha. Once you're going with, you finished the bracha, you go back to it. Uh-huh. You don't have a rishus to go back. But inside the bracha, you were never goyim. So, in the middle, it's not called
Everything, very nice. Okay. So, yeah. So, not so much, it wasn't so much of a chesed bracha matalon. When you were goyim, you were goyim, so there's no more bracha to say. There's no bracha to say. That's market. Well, it's market. But not fish. These things, the market. You won't get to the bracha. It's market.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same
to
the
chiddush. There's
no
din
chazara.
This is not din chazara. Yeah. Another shayla I saw in the sefer Pesachei Tshuva. Not the Pesachei Tshuva printed in Shulchan Aruch. It's a separate sefer. Alpha sefer. In Pesachei Tshuva, Rechaim from Tavkos Be'Yalef, the Mekorei Kodesh brings down Chaykin Yemin Arayim Sun Beis. Talks about it. He tells a shayla about. Tziva that was saying slichas before the after the shacha before the nets, and there was a sandik and a moil. This should be negated sometimes. There's a sandik and a moil who was having a bris that day. Do you say tachanun? It seems that it's double posha that if you say slichas after the nets, regular in the morning, regular minyan, 7 o'clock after the nets, and there's a when just like every time if there's a sandik and a moil who's going to do a mingle that day, you don't say tachanun. Cover the simcha, it's leicha tachanun. So what about the Ayin was saying slichas before the nets? Now the halacha is the chafchina we don't do mila before the nets, but the eved is yetzah. So this chichuvah kled is this already called? We don't do bris mila. But this chichuvah kled, you have sandig or moil. Can you say tachanun? So it seems to be that the chichuvah is not going to push it. If you do slichas before lois, the night before. Then for sure you would say tachanun because it's not zman mila, and to me it's just a bechidish because the night comes before the day is nigu basa diyayim. If you have even a minyan after chatzayis or bashmas abayka before alayis, saying slichas, maybe you have someone who has a bris that day. He has a bris that day. Maybe it's deicha tachanun for the whole day, including it's always deicha tachanun before the bris. So maybe it's deicha tachanun from the night before. But it seems that he holds the kasha not. Since it has to be the zman mila. If it's the Zman Mila and you have a bris, that's when you don't say Tachanun. So he clarifies, well, what about this? Is this called Zman Mila? Because it's only it's only a time to do Mila Chatzina. And Lamaisa, I think his Parashah is, but probably you're not going to do the bris then. You know, if you talk to do the bris then, maybe Parashah, you would not say Tachanun. Abidiyevah before Nets. If the Alois before Nets. So it's like davening. The same thing as Shachar. So Chatzina, you don't daven before Nets. And Abidiyevah, the person can daven if they're alive before Nets. The same thing, Mila, we wait for if the Nets.
So the bris comes out then, yes.
Right, so they were going to say Tachanun then, but they knew there was a bris going to be if the Nets. Is that already Deicha Tachanun? And this is true, it says a lotion that he's giving this to the Shikol Das of everyone else. It's a Shikol Das Shail, and it's a side for yourself. Like every Mahir Rock, it's a side for himself, how he understands Islam, you know. So interesting. Another Shail I want to speak about is. the bracha shasli kolzaki on Yom Kippur, and the same shana on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara bracha says Basan Machon Bei that the bracha shasli kolzaki is the bracha on shoes. I'm putting on dinas min alam, I'm putting on Eibush Zaki Sain Misan Eim, and Christmas on his shoes. Mevarach shasli kolzaki. Pesim say we say it later, put all the brachas together in shul. But basically, that bracha goes on the Eibush that gave us shoes. We once spoke about the Shariches, is also in Sigis Kamba, Shir Chavav. Spoke about this in the cracks. But this bracha, the Rosh in Yuma, Per Chesem and Gimel, means 2 days, so you make this bracha in Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, you don't wear shoes. So if you don't wear shoes, how can you make a bracha of Shasli Kotzaki? How can you make a bracha on what the Eibush gave us shoes? So the Rosh Chakra brings down, there's 1 day of that holds, you don't make this bracha on Yom Kippur, or Tisha B'Av. Yitaka don't make this bracha. But the Rosh says himself, Mestabra, that you do make this bracha. And the Rosh says the reason is, because since the menorah b'yadoi, since we were shoes slaves, since you own shoes and you have shoes, umutun l'nleishem imir, if they be a zakon, they may akrate, he says, and it'll be mutun to it, the halacha is, and the person has to walk outside and he's a grabim, your scorpions, the person can say, the Rishayim say that you're not to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. So therefore you can make this bracha. Beis Yisrael and Erechayim, some tough issue gimel, you're saying that you can make a bracha since you have the shoes in case you need it for a grubbin. So that's good if the shrikh are, but we that live in the Beis Yisrael says in the Yaris Gadonos, most people live in big cities, we have no scorpions and no grubbin, and we never need it. What are you going to say? The middle of the smash of the Beis Yosef that and Yom Kippur and Tishra, they did not wear shoes even to walk to shul. And I think Medusach that the previous generation, not that long ago, before there were sneakers and before there was Crocs, I think they were matir to wear shoes to walk to shul, because the pavement that we have, Sarvus, the pavement can actually do damage, and that's mutter, that's not called Tainago, you know, that's to prevent damage. They used to have to walk their shoes to shul with shoes and take it off in shul. But the Rosh, in the Rosh times, maybe they had soft ground, maybe they walked on grass or on dirt roads, it wasn't so difficult. And the Vesesis times on these, so he's saying in the big cities, they didn't, there was no grubbin, they didn't wear shoes.
That's what he's masking though, then?
What?
Masking,
like that. No, he's basically Akasha on the Rosh's terrace. Now he just says what the Rosh's teretz is, that the reason why you could make a bracha is because you could wear for a grubbin for scorpions. He says we don't really have a grubbin, so what kind of head is that? And then the Beis Yosef brings down the Rambam. The Rambam paskins with chayil. The Rambam pegs down to chesfil and ches paskins a whole year, any day. If you know you're not going to put on your shoes, you don't make this bracha. It's a paskin Rambam, and it's a chayil negir. If one son a chayil who's in bed, he's stuck in bed. He knows he's not putting on shoes that day. He doesn't make this bracha. He doesn't make this bracha. That's the Rambam. So the Beis Yosef wants to say, to Rambam, the same thing, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we don't wear shoes, you will not make this bracha. But there's Ritvo and Tainus that says a different sar. There's one Tainus that Flamer Malal says that even on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that you know you're not going to wear shoes, you can make the bracha. The reason is because the bracha we make is aharoi people wear shoes. And the fact that roi young people wear shoes is why we make this bracha every day. The bracha every day, the fact that we wear shoes all right. And the Ritva brings it right with the fact that we make a bracha, Ashenot Masachi Binu Hachim Binyam Ben Lo. We make a bracha on the Davish that gave the belt, the rooster, with the rooster crows, the Tanagol Zacha, his Machim Binyam Ben Lo. Exactly the beginning of the Yom is when the rooster makes the sound, crows. And even though he says, people don't always hear the rooster. So to it, oh, but Al-Roy, people do hear it. Alright. You own what? Masechti is a right, today, that's what I was thinking. There's no Roy either. I don't know if anybody used to drive early in the morning, but we used to have a camping road. Now they're not the building here. We used to have a camping road by park. Remember that rooster? There's a house with a bunch of roosters. They used to attack and make the noise.
Today
you have
no long for dinner.
I'm serious. Yeah, it's a kasha on the dvar, but the ma'aseh. I would think that this bracha is really given on the nefloi sabari. That they just put a special seichel. No one else could be machin exactly Wednesday and night. It's hard to tell exactly I mean, we have calendars today, astronomers, they tell you when the sun is above the horizon. But if not for that, you know, how do we know exactly when it's Yom Lang and the Eibush to give? And the Eibush to be in the place of prayer, one beer that knows, and that's what the bracha is on. But if I want to say the same thing with the bracha of Shasli Kotzaki is because Al Haroi.
Everything else is something you do.
Right. That's it. Okay, that's it. Again, the Rambam sheet is that any day a person knows he's not going to wear shoes, he doesn't make the bracha. And the Rush wanted to say, because it's biyodeg, I have the shoes in my possession, I'm thanking Hashem I have them, in case I need them, in case of emergency I need them, I'll be able to use them. That's what the bracha is for. Maisa, Allah, Allah, even though I'm not saying anything Allah, I'm only saying over. You can look up yourself. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tavkos Nundal, it's a Kotel Amaralef. He doesn't mention Rishonim. He calls it Das Habi Achreinim. He doesn't mention Rishonim. He just calls Achreinim. His lashon is Das Habi Achreinim Sheyuchal Levarach Bracha Shasli Kotzaki on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. If you can, if you want to be medayek in Mishnah Berurah, he says Sheyuchal. That if you want, you can make this bracha. That's not the lashon. There's a kid Shulchan Aruch
Simon Reish. Did you say before that you're not going to wear shoes that day?
The Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is any day of the year.
Was he able to assume it says Bekeshavah?
I don't know. Because it helps me and he'll help me if I'm not
going to be.
What?
He's going with it.
People able to come visit him. He'll be asking if people are able to. They're only able to come help me because they have shoes.
I don't give kids the Kashi because nobody cares.
I hear, but the Maisa Tzaram Sheet every day. I'm going to help the Sfila. I'm going to help the same Kibur, and I'm going to help the Sfila.
What about
the word deck shoes? I've got my hot shoes. Oh, it's only an also. According to Rambam, it says, if day person knows it's not going to be a shoes, he doesn't make the bracha. But what about, can you, what about if he's wearing sneakers?
Forget about it. What about
Kibur? And cracks. Maybe make a bracha on that. I'm not getting you out with the shine again. There's a kitchen on earth in Simmerich test of hey, talks about an opal, the sand. He doesn't talk about the chayla or Yom Kippur or Shem. He talks about Balaam. A Balaam also doesn't wear shoes. What does the opal do the whole Shiva? He doesn't wear shoes. All they wore nothing, you know, they didn't have cracks or anything. What does he do? And the Shulchan says he does make the bracha. He doesn't explain it. He says they do make the bracha. Shannon's choose to be Aimer. Hagoyim Chacham Vadi also speaks about Nachegi Adeis and Lama Beis. He talks about the Aveilim. He says also that Aveilim do make the bracha. But in the Siddur HaRav, this is very interesting. If you look in the Siddur HaRav, it's in the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tani, the Baal Shochanach HaRav, he passes not to make this bracha. He says, L'maisin in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you do not say Shasli Kotzaki. On the Velt, I don't think he talks about Shochanach HaRav, but the Velt says that there are spheres between the Sefer Shochanach HaRav and Siddur HaRav, and the Velt says Shochanach HaRav is written to the Velt, and Siddur HaRav is written to Chassidim, to Rambavish Chassidim. So at least for Rambavish Chassidim, the Alter Rebbe is passing and they should not understand that's the way they do it. I have to ask them, understand that's the way Rambavish Chassidim do it. They don't make this bracha of Shasli Kotzaki. In the Shans Chus Rav Poland, in the Ben Ishchai, he says, Eitz over here, he wants to say that you should not make this bracha in the morning because you're not wearing shoes, but at night, Matzayim Kippur, Matzayim Tishabav, and you put on your shoes, make then the bracha Shasli Kotzaki. Tell the Ben Ishchai, and he quotes it, I didn't see it, but the Ben Ishchai in Rav Palam, he quotes that in the Siddur Derechaim from the Nesivos says the same Pesach Hashem HaGrav, Hashem the Goyim. The Goyim says you don't make this bracha in the day because mice are not wearing shoes, but at night, when you put on your shoes to go home, that's when you make this bracha Shasli Kotzaki. But the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rav Poalim, Shulchan Aruch, the Ben Ishchai himself writes a notion that Lo Yimon Libi to be Seimach on this. Because even though it's the Goyin and the Siddur Chaim, but he said he didn't see this in any other Poiskim, and then he explains, Al Pisod, Al Pikabola, states, Bedafka not to make this bracha at night. Bedafka not to make this bracha, not to make this bracha at night, so he says not to do it. And Mitzvah, the Velt is Noig, I think, maybe it's not something about which they don't, but the Velt is Noig, I think they do make this bracha, so it's okay. I think it's printed in the Machzorium. You know, not even mention the Shaila. Okay, come on, I'm asking the Shaila. Because eventually, yeah.